This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. All-party meeting being held to prepare for parliament session. Discussion focuses on session conduct and a speaker election process. Transparency International Nepal welcomes government steps on corruption control. This year's secondary education examination, SEE, begins tomorrow across the country. And US President Donald Trump says US will leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks with or without deal. Now the news in detail. An all-party meeting of parties represented in the House of Representatives is being held to prepare for the upcoming parliament session. The meeting, called by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, is currently being held at Simhadarbar. 6 parties represented in the House are taking part, including the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The discussion will focus on the conduct of the session, its agenda and the process of electing the Speaker, following the session call by President Ramchandra Podil for tomorrow. Senior-most lawmaker Arjun Narasingh KC chairing the House until a Speaker is elected and has already administered the oath to members. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said the government will work in close partnership with the private sector to strengthen the national economy. Speaking at a meeting with business persons from the Nepal Chamber of Commerce yesterday, the Finance Minister said the government is committed to supporting the growth and expansion of industries. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle stressed the need for cooperation from all sides for economic development, assuring that the state will provide necessary facilitation and protect the rights of the private sector. He said suggestions from the private sector would be taken into account to promote industry and entrepreneurship, while also calling for transparency and accountability. He also warned that any coordinated irregularities would not be tolerated. The finance minister also addressed concerns over Nepal's graduation from least developed country status, saying it would not have immediate negative impacts. Transparency International Nepal has welcomed the government's recent initiatives aimed at governance reform and corruption control. In a press release, the organization said the agenda put forward by the government reflects public expectations and demand for reform. It added that the plan covers most key areas related to good governance. Transparency International Nepal Chairperson Madan Krishna Sharma said the government has demonstrated commitment to improving governance through the reform agenda. He also expressed hope that the programs will be implemented within the set time frame. The organization said it is ready to support the government by offering its expertise and experiences. This year's secondary education examination, SEE, will begin tomorrow across the country. The National Examination Board has announced that exams will start simultaneously at 8 a.m. at all examination centers nationwide. According to the board, a total of 512,421 students are expected to appear for the SEE, which will continue until the 12th of April. 12 Nepalese who were trapped in illegal online scam operations in Cambodia have been rescued and brought back home. The victims had traveled through informal channels after being promised well-paying jobs, but were found living without valid visas and forced to work in scam centers and casinos. The rescue was carried out by the Nepali embassy in Thailand with support from the Cambodian government and the non-resident Nepali association in Cambodia. The embassy said efforts are ongoing to bring back other Nepalese in similar situations and urge citizens to follow official procedures before going abroad for employment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States could leave Iran within 2 or 3 weeks if it is certain the country cannot develop a nuclear weapon for years. According to the BBC, speaking from the Oval Office, he said Iran is begging to make a deal, but he stressed that any agreement is irrelevant to Washington's timeline. Trump says the U.S. has achieved the goal set before airstrikes against Iran began late last month, in conjunction with Israel. He says the primary goal of curtailing Iran's ability to obtain a nuclear weapon has been reached, and the U.S. was now finishing the job. Earlier, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said Tehran has the necessary will to end the war, provided its opponents guarantee the conflict would not resume. Meanwhile, the head of Iran's Parliamentary National Security Committee, Ibrahim Azizi, warned in a message on X that the Strait of Hormuz would reopen, but not for those who do not comply with what he called Iran's new rules. At the diplomatic level, China and Pakistan have put forward a 5-point plan aimed at ending the conflict. The proposal includes an immediate ceasefire and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The initiative follows a visit by Pakistan's foreign minister to Beijing, seeking Chinese support for peace efforts. China's foreign ministry said both sides are making new efforts to promote stability. While Beijing has so far taken a measured approach, concerns are growing over the long-term impact of the conflict on the global economy and energy markets. Stability remains a key priority for China's leadership as it seeks to sustain economic growth. India has launched the world's largest national census, a process that could influence welfare programs and political representation across the country. According to AP News Agency, the previous census in 2011 recorded a population of 1.21 billion. Current estimates put India's population at over 1.4 billion, making it the most populous nation in the world. Originally planned for 2021, the census was delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and logistic challenges. The first phase has begun today and will continue nationwide through September. More than 3 million government workers are expected to be deployed throughout the year. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the Himalayan region, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail in the hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi province, as well as in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. All-party meeting being held to prepare for parliament session. Discussion focuses on session conduct and speaker election process. Transparency International Nepal welcomes government steps on corruption control. This year's secondary education examination, SEE, begins tomorrow across the country. And U.S. President Donald Trump says that U.S. will leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks with or without deal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.